It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of John, John chapter 16. We're going to read today from the 8th verse through the 15th verse. John chapter 16, verse 8 through 15. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you have joined us today. I hope that that was enough time for you to go to your Bibles and open them up that you may follow along as we read the Word of God today. John chapter 16, we're going to begin reading with verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and show it unto you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can enjoy this sweet time together. Please that you will guide and lead us. Show us each and every part of your word that applies to us today. It is so important, Lord, that we enjoy your precious word, and the reason and only reason we will enjoy it is if we're obedient to it. So please help us to do that. As we continue to talk and visit and fellowship over the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that he will guide and lead us and what the Holy Spirit's purpose and how it applies to he applies to our life, Lord, please just direct us, guide us today that we may know and understand more and more each time. Thank you for your word, Lord, and I thank you for this time that you have allowed us to have. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look to the scripture verses. We backed all the way up to verse 8 because we have talked about the 9th, 10th, and 11th verse of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. And we're going to touch those just for a minute and then get down to the 12th verse today because that's really where we ended with the end of verse 11 last time we were together. We have the 9th verse. It says, of sin because they believe not on me. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is at the very beginning of an individual's life that we have right now in the church age, is to convince a sinner of sin. And so you come under the Word of God, you enjoy the Word of God for a period of time, and then you begin to recognize that you see yourself clearer each time that you come under the Word of God. Sometimes you may not like what you're seeing, and that is the Holy Spirit is showing you who you are. And showing you then that you need a Savior. It's wonderful. It not only just shows us our sin and then leaves us there, but the Holy Spirit also brings us to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, see, that's the second part. The first part is in verse 9 of sin, because they believe not on me. Again, sin, the one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, one of the works of the Holy Spirit, that he will convince us of our sin. And that is to a lost person, that he will convict you. And yes, there is a work that goes on to a believer, but right now I'm talking and speaking to folks that have never come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, not truly believed in their heart in the Savior, Jesus Christ, come to the cross of Calvary and been saved. Those folks, the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit, is not going to guide you and tell you what to do. Constantly, God said for me to do this. God has directed me. The Spirit has spoke to me. And many of those folks that say those words are not saved. So you see, they have no idea what they're speaking of because the purpose, the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit is to convince sinners of sin. That's the beginning. And so once again, that's where it starts. The second is to show the Holy Spirit. The work, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to show you, show the lost person, that Jesus Christ is the righteous one. He is the one that is able and capable to save you. Savior, yes. Righteous, perfect, yes. And also, He will show you, the Holy Spirit will show you and direct you to this person, Jesus Christ. God, man, came down here upon earth, lived 33 years, now is at the right hand of the Father, fully, completely God, came down here to seek and to save us. He paid the debt. He paid it in full. All we need to do is come by faith and trust in Him. And the Holy Spirit will show us this perfect man, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And also the Holy Spirit will show us how we can attain that righteousness. And of course, that is by coming by faith to Jesus Christ. There is a third here in the 11th verse of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, the scripture tells us in verse 11, of judgment. Judgment has come to the devil and to his angels, to the fallen angels. Jesus took our sin. Every sin that has ever been committed by anyone that has ever or ever will live in the world, He has taken all those sins to Calvary. He was nailed to the cross, and set everyone that believes free. Now, everyone that believes, He took all the sins away, yes, but only you, if you come by faith to Jesus Christ and truly believe in your heart that He went to the cross, He paid that debt, and He died there for you, and that you can have your sins forgiven and eternal life by coming by faith, believe in Jesus Christ. If you will do that, then you will be set free, truly set free. If you refuse that, those that will not believe, He will judge, and the Holy Spirit will show you just that, His judgment. Sin will be shown to you as a lost person. The righteousness and the ability for Jesus to save you will be shown unto you by the Holy Spirit. Also, He will show you the judgment that's to come. That is part of the work, part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is telling His disciples what a tremendous advantage that there will be to them when the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. Now here they are beginning to, they're going to miss the Lord Jesus. They don't want Him to go. They don't know how they'll function and operate without Him. And He is telling them that I am sending the Comforter. Here is part of the work of the Comforter that will be taken care of. And again, verse 9, of sin because they believe not on Me, of righteousness because I go to My Father and ye see Me no more, and of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Those three things He was explaining to them. To the enemies of Christ, if you have not come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved today, then you are an enemy of Christ. Now, if you are an enemy, a non-believer, one that has not come, the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit will be to convict you and to humble you, because those are two things that must come in a person's life ever before they'll turn to Jesus. Because we are so prideful and so mighty that first of all we need to be shown our sin, and that in itself is a very humbling experience, and then we need to see the Savior Jesus Christ. The work of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will do just that. To the believer, however, the one that has come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved, to the believer there is comfort and joy and instruction or direction. That's what a believer has. Now, in the 12th verse, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. The Scripture tells us in the 12th verse, John 16:12. And so, as we continue now looking at the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is our wisdom and our direction. And we need to look unto the Lord Jesus. He is ever teaching us. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter that comes into the heart of the believer, is continually, all of our life, teaching us. After we have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and been saved, that teaching begins. And it's a wonderful work that the Holy Spirit does in directing us, showing us many things that are needed. There are times, however, when we cannot be told because we will not understand. And here in the 12th verse, that's what it's saying. I have yet many things to say unto you, and I've just made the statement that our teaching will be continual. We are always, whatever the job, the responsibility, the calling that God has given us to do, whatever that is, He will give you the means and the ability to take care of it, to do it, if we follow His way, if we follow His will. Now, many times we take on a responsibility, and maybe it was something that He called us to do, but after we received the calling, we took off on our own, did our own little way. That's not going to work. We must not only receive the calling from God, feel His direction in a work that needs to be done, and that direction doesn't need to be just to be the pastor of a church or an evangelist or a teacher or something like that. Anything that God directs you by you studying His Word and the Holy Spirit sets you on a course, number one, to always remember it will never be, whatever you're doing, will never be contrary to the Word of God. If it is contrary to the Word, then it is not of God. The devil is constantly trying to deceive us and set us on a road and a course that is not pleasing unto the Lord. And we are easily deceived, sad to say. We do not know the Word of God. And so sometimes, many times, we will do something contrary to God's will, something He has stated to us in His Word, and yet we go aside, go astray, because we are not aware of that. And so we need to study His Word and enjoy His Word, and the Holy Spirit will so direct us to the truth, is what we find in the 13th verse here. But many times when we are doing a work, and there was things that I believe that the Holy Spirit was going to teach these disciples, these followers of the Lord Jesus, these close followers, later on. But if Jesus would have tried to instruct them right now and tell them, and when I say when Jesus would have tried, it doesn't mean at all, because Jesus is God, that he had complete understanding. He could tell them clearly, and it wasn't a matter of something that Jesus Himself couldn't explain properly. It's that the disciples could not understand. And some things that was to be said, and that it was stated kind of lightly or slightly through the time, that the nation of Israel was going to be set aside, and the Gentiles would become the folks that receive the gospel, the good news, and come under God's hand and direction, and the establishment of the church. All these things, these disciples, if Jesus would have sat down and says, now here's what's going to happen, instead of giving them strength and thinking, well, we understand now we're ready, instead of that, it would have been a stumbling block, and they possibly would have fallen away because they could not understand everything. Jesus knows that. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. It's not that He won't tell them later. It's just that right now you can't understand. And He does the same thing with us today. He tells us what we need. He tells us what we are capable of understanding. Now, we still have that opportunity to say, no, God, I don't believe that. No, God, I'm not going to follow that. I hope that is something that you never say, but you may never say it from your lips. But I do tell you that there are times when you do that as a believer, because all of us do, because we still live in the flesh. We go against the will of God, against the way of God. We don't listen to His instructions and do it His way. There is much to do, but the most important is to follow the Word of God. And again, there are many times when we cannot be told because we would not understand. Maybe another time, a later time, we will be told, then we will understand. Again, instead of us being able to take in what God would like to give us, we are not capable of. We haven't grown enough. And so when He would tell us something, we said, I can't understand that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to do it. And so he has to give us a little bit of time. And then through time, the Holy Spirit and us surrendering to that Spirit's will, to God's will, we will begin to understand. And so instead of being peace and comfort that it should be, it would be a stumbling block for us. You know, a stumbling block because we do not trust the Word of God. That's the problem. We do not trust the Word of God. Maybe another time, different circumstances, then we will understand. God will be able to open it up to us, show it to us, and then we can understand. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Now see, my dear friend, that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that you will surrender to His will, and by that you begin to follow after His Word. Do not follow after man's traditions or certain teaching of a church if it is contrary to the Word of God. Because many times we find ourselves in those places and in those conditions, and because of it, God cannot show us His truth. He has to hold it from us until we can grow just a little bit more. And so, please that we do not cause God to not be able to show us what He wants to show us for a certain work that needs to be done. Be ready. Be prepared. Hopefully God doesn't have to say, as He does to these, and these were His disciples, that He had to say, but ye cannot bear them now. I have so much to tell you. It'll have to come later. Now we go to verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you unto all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He will guide you unto all truth, the Spirit of truth. Jesus understands. Jesus knows the concerns of these disciples. And He's leaving. And with Him leaving, these disciples are worried. They know how weak they are. They know how much they love and depend upon the presence of the Lord Jesus. And He's leaving. And they are very much concerned about what's going to go on, what's going to happen to their life, what's coming in the future. And so the Lord Jesus tells them not to worry because one is coming. That one that is coming is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide is the very first part that we have here in this beautiful scripture that we have before us. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide. So the nation of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they saw the leadership of God. Only it was not by the Spirit that was in their heart. It was by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They were led by God. And just as that led them through the wilderness for that 40 years, so will the Holy Spirit lead us through this journey. Now, the sad thing is that the wilderness journey of the nation of Israel did not have to come. They were led out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, to Mount Sinai, and to Kadesh Barnea, which was the door to the Promised Land. And instead of them going right in, instead of entering right in, they chose by a vote. You know, you need to be very careful. You know, today the church is set upon a democracy. You sit down and you decide by popular vote whether you're going to do this or to do that. And oftentimes, my friend, you do not go to the Word of God to seek what God's will is in a certain situation. Because you see, the church should not be a democracy. It should be a theocracy, God-led. And so you need to seek God's will before a decision is made within the church. Not just whether it's a popular thing or not, and whether it's just a thing that should come, because the people all agree with it or disagree not to do it. We need to seek the will of God. The guide that we have in the Holy Spirit, as the guide of this pillar of cloud by day and fire by night for the Israelites, it led them from leaving Egypt to Kadesh Barnea, which was to the door of the promised land. But instead of them listening and being obedient to the word of God at that time, they refused. They took a popular vote. It was 2-4, 10 against. There was 12 spies sent in. The vote was taken. When the vote was taken, the people listened to the popular vote, not to the God's decision. And so you see, we have proof in the Word of God that that happens, and it does happen still today, that people follow after the popular vote and they look at the circumstances. They do not look at what God tells us to do. So we need to get back to the Word of God, as it Scripture tells us here. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, back to God's truth, God's will, and we can have that if you'll come by faith to Jesus Christ, allow the Holy Spirit to come with it, live within your heart, begin that wonderful walk, and in that wonderful walk, this Spirit will begin to teach you, begin to guide you as the pillar of smoke, as the pillar of fire. But that also led those people back away from Kadesh Barnea, away from the promised land, into the wilderness for 40 years because they were disobedient. You see, they were not ready to listen to God's word. Now, are you ready to listen to God's word? Do we need to go back here to the first? What is the ministry of the Holy Spirit? The work of sin, because they believed not on me. Is that where you notice that's the very first one? Because you have to start there. That's the work of the Holy Spirit to a lost person. And maybe that's where you're at today. You've never come by faith to Jesus Christ. You have continued to walk that direction. Or you are a believer, as the Israelites came all the way out of Egypt, out of the world, into the hand of God. They crossed the Red Sea, and they are at the door of the Canaan, the land of Canaan, the promised land, and yet they got there and refused. And maybe that's you. You're saved, but you're having to be led around in the wilderness because you will not be obedient to the Word of God. You're listening to church doctrines. You're listening to traditions. You are not looking to the Word of God, to the truth. I have had for years, it was years ago, that right after I was saved, an individual come to me and I had a question in a scripture verse. And I said, why don't you believe what the Word of God says? What it tells us right there, word for word, why don't you believe that? Well, I know that's what it says, but that's not what it means. Now you get into trouble, my friend, when you begin to change the Word of God. Some man decided that he was smarter, or she was smarter, than what God was. God placed that Word there. He inspired a man to write it, and it's recorded for us to know and to learn from it. Don't be changing it. And maybe you belong to a place that the doctrine of the church teaches just such a thing. I know what it says, but that's not what it means. Be careful, my friend. Be careful to know what the Word of God said and stand upon that. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is come and He will guide. The Spirit will guide our voice, our speech. The Spirit of God will guide our actions. He will guide our way. And He will not only guide us, He will go with us. Do you understand why Jesus said, when the Comforter comes, He will take great care of you? Because you see, not only when the Lord Jesus was present in the sight of these disciples, and He would give them instructions, but then the disciples would go on their way, separate from the Lord Jesus Christ, would not be right with the Lord Jesus Christ, then they would depend upon their own abilities and their own ways. And Jesus says, the Comforter's coming. He's going to come into your heart. So He will not only guide you of the truth, He will help you with what to speak. He will help you with your direction. He will guide you each day. And He will not only guide you, but He will go with you. always the Holy Spirit is in my heart and with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Wonderful verse of Scripture. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, you can only be led by the Spirit of God if you've been convinced of your sin, shown the righteousness and the ability of redemption Jesus Christ has for you at Calvary when He died upon that cross for you, and then bring you to that wonderful walk so that you can miss judgment. Because to the lost also the Holy Spirit will show you judgment. So sin, righteousness, and judgment. The guiding of the truth. Once you come by faith to Jesus Christ, then you become the sons of God. He will guide them into all truth, the Scripture tells us. Let's go back to the 13th verse. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. So not only is the coming, and not only is the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of truth, but also, and is the Spirit of truth, He will guide you into all truth. To be led into the truth, this is much more than just to know it. To be led into the truth, into all truth, the Scripture says. You know, when a pilot leaves piloting an airplane, he leaves a certain destination, a certain location, and he lands in another. Not just any other location, but a certain place, a certain destination. The place that he set out to go is where he lands. Well, there's a purpose for our life, and there's a direction that we need. And there are power and the power and strength of God we require as a believer to carry out the work and the ministries that God has for us while we're here upon earth. We need to be led down a path. Many times we do not know, as a pilot, when you're leaving a location, you have everything set into place so that you are going the proper direction to land at your location where you want to go, the airport that you want to land in. You go that direction. But if you have no idea where you're going, how will you ever land in the right place? It's the same way with us. If we do not follow the direction, follow the one that holds the truth, then and have someone to guide us, how will we ever get there? Now, I'm not talking about heaven. To get into heaven comes when we come by faith to Jesus Christ and we're saved. The Holy Spirit comes to live within us. I'm talking about this walk here, the walk now, the things that God has for us, set before us here, the Holy Spirit to guide into all truth, to give us all of God's direction for our life, all of His strength that we must have, not only in our mind, but in our hearts. The truth as we follow will become so clear, so plain. The hard things that we have trouble understanding will become easy, because the Holy Spirit, as the Scripture tells us, the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you unto all truth. He will guide you unto all truth. What will we learn? We will learn the things that are needful and useful in carrying out the responsibilities that God has set before us. That we will understand, that we will know again all the truth, one day at a time, little bit by little bit, precept upon precept, as we are taught of the Spirit. And we're going to find out, as the Spirit teaches us this wonderful truth. Oh, it's so important, my dear friend, that we walk to the Lord, we enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ, we enjoy Him each and every day, and the only way we're going to do that is if we come by faith to Jesus Christ and are saved. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?